Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on this really sunny day, which is so nice for the psyche, finally. Later on in the show, we're going to talk to Lisa from Posh Oasis about boarding your dog. President Choice has a great barbecue contest in Victoria, and we're going to look for some votes to come to Victoria. Karen Hope from the Cedars is going to talk about their open house today, and Terry from Illuminations Lighting is going to talk about some great lighting ideas. Erica M. is joining us from the Yummy Mummy Club. But the best yummy mummy is on the phone, Hillary Lewis from Mount Doug Football Program. How are you?
Fine. Thanks, Patty. It's a great day for a scrap metal drive.
Yummy mummies do scrap metal drives. And Hillary, you are such a cheerleader for Mount Doug Football, and it's a great program. You have two kids that one been through and one in it now, Julian. Tell us about the scrap metal drive and how people can help out today.
Up here just off of Lavelle and Gordonhead Road, so people just need to come to the Mount Doug School and come behind the school off Lavelle where the football field is.
Right.
And we have two massive bins that are collecting non-ferrous and ferrous scrap metal.
And I saw last night TJ, who's our producer here, he was working on CTV News, and we saw the great piece with the kids and filling the bins up. What kind of stuff do you want and need for the scrap metal? What would constitute scrap metal?
Well, we're looking for, it could be anything from lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, washers, dryers, stoves, bike frames and parts. Oh, we've had so many bed frames today, even like brass headboards and that, stainless steel sinks, barbecues, any small appliances. You know, we've brought through so many microwaves and pots and pans and old cutlery, even
wow.
Christmas lights, just pull out the bulbs because we get a lot of money for the wires.
Wow.
And yeah, it's unbelievable. We have so many brake discs. I didn't even know what a brake disc looked like. And they're so heavy. It's just amazing. You know, we have two bins to deliver. At the last minute, we decided to ask for a second bin. They're both almost full.
Wow.
And we've got more bins on the way. And we have drivers going straight down to David Street as well.
So that's the power of the media, Hillary.
It's been going since 8:30 this morning.
That's awesome. And tell us why you want this money for the scrap metal.
Well, what happens with Mount Doug Football is that we're the only Triple A football team on Vancouver Island. So essentially, we don't have anyone to play on the island. So in order to have any of our games,
occasionally. I'll just walk back to the hotel. Thank you. Really pleased to meet you.
Sorry, Hillary.
Oh, that's okay.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, there, I got you. Can you
What's that, Patty?
Oh, just a little mix up with the phones. I got you on there, Hillary. So with the program, you need money to get kids over to Vancouver.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, exactly. So we're very very conscious of how we spend our money. We try to have parents even take kids to the ferry and pick them up when we can, unless it's a school day. The only time we ever take a coach bus is if we make it to, when we make it to the big playoffs.
Yeah.
So we use school buses. Kids carry their gear off and on the ferry. But it still adds up. You know, it takes about $50,000 a year to run this football program on top, and then our registration, you know, it's up there, but it's still that doesn't cover everything. So we have expenses because we've been successful. We've gone to playoff games and we've gone to the game, gone to the show.
And it's a great program. We've got great volunteers like yourself, Hillary, and your husband, and Coach Mark, Coach Wong, and the parents that do so much. It's a great program. If you have kids on the island, Mount Doug is a fabulous school, and this football program is a real spirit team builder. And even if they don't win, like the coach always says, they learn more lessons just from being part of this team.
Well, and also a big focus on academics as well. And we have a homework program to make sure that the boys can have an opportunity to do their homework right after school before they hit the field. And so that's really promoted. And our program coordinator and head coach of senior varsity really promotes the boys taking on a second sport at the school in addition to their other community activities. So it's pretty inclusive. You know, there's a lot of encouragement with the boys, a lot of hard work, you know, and have fun.
I think we should encourage them for a second sport, cleaning the room. How's that?
Good luck with that.
Good luck. Okay, Hillary, so how do people get a hold of you if they want to have someone pick their stuff up or if they want to bring stuff down to you?
Okay, so if you're going on email, mm-hmm. then it would be M Dowds, so M-D-O-W-D-S at shaw.ca.
Okay.
If you want to phone today for a pickup, I would probably just suggest my cell phone if it's today, which is 589-1678, so 250-589-1678. If you want to phone for pickup another day, then we have a special line set up that is 778-430-RAMS.
Okay, and you can also get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And if you want to go down to the school today, it's behind Mount Doug and Laval Street, and support this great program. We all have scrap metal lying around, and we don't need it, but these guys can use it for the money. Thank you so much, Hillary. From one yummy mummy, we're going to talk to another yummy mummy, the original yummy mummy, Eric M. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I hear you're on with my friend Shirley before me, and you know, you're like a kid to me because I've been watching you since you were a VJ, and now you're a mum, and you've got two kids, 12 and 10?
12 and 8.
12 and 8. And how are you finding those years, Erica?
Pretty much spectacular, I would say. It's been there. I have really good kids. I'm really lucky because I've basically always worked from home. So my kids, unfortunately, are stuck with me. So when they come home from school, there's mom sitting at the kitchen table on her computer. I'm working. I only half pay attention to them, but I'm there. So they're really lucky because they see a working mom, but they also know that I'm there for them. So my kids are, I don't know, they're just really smart and kind kids, which to me is all you can hope for at that age.
Absolutely. Good kids. My son was there. He's from the football program I was talking about before. He was there with Hudson last night. And when you see them dressed up, like my son had a suit on last night, and they're good citizens, there's nothing better.
And he's cute.
Oh, thank you. He is kind of cute. He's 15. They just grow them so big now.
Yeah, he's big.
He's really big. So am I. No, I'm kidding. Now, Erica, you have the Yummy Mummy Club and your website. It's fabulous. So how do people get involved if they want to know more about the Yummy Mummy Club?
Well, the website is written by moms for moms across the country. So the core group of writers are bloggers. We have one blogger, actually, who lives in Victoria, Dr. Kim Foster, who's a doctor here and a mom of two. So she writes about family health and women's health. But we have all the different bloggers have different disciplines and passions, so they tend to write about particular subjects. And then we invite all the moms who read the website to contribute in some way on their own, because everyone's experience and point of view is very valid, especially in parenting, because everybody has a unique perspective on their children and how to handle certain circumstances. So either you can write from the point of view as an expert, or you can write from the point of view as a confused mom and tell a funny story that happened to you that other people can relate to. But the website is really, I say it is a tapestry of voices from coast to coast of women and dads sharing their expertise and thoughts on being parents.
And it's great because in my day, I think the difference in 10, 15 years ago is there's more of a lifeline when you're at home instead of picking up the phone. You have this sort of, like you say, national talk that you can share stories with and feel comfortable in that zone, because we all have good and bad days when you're parenting.
Absolutely. And in fact, the tagline of the website is "Where moms spill it." The concept being that we understand that motherhood is messy and parent raising children is absolutely imperfect. And we want to encourage that kind of conversation online and hear people's thoughts. So when we have a blog or we have an article on the website about something to do with parenting, we want to hear the reader's thoughts. And those posts or articles are just the beginning of what we hope becomes an online conversation.
Well, you created a fabulous website. And I'd love to have you back on again, though, to do some other things here, like sharing some recipes, fashion ideas, because, you know, how to use coral in your wardrobe. I really like the articles. So maybe you can come back another time. We can talk about that kind of stuff, Erica.
Anytime.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, and one last question. What is a common thread you hear from a lot of mums across the country?
I think it's lack of time. We just don't have time to do everything that we want to do. And so what happens is you have to compromise in some way, and usually we get the short end of the stick. So mom doesn't get taken care of. Mom doesn't exercise. Mom doesn't have time to shop for herself. Mom doesn't have time to hang out with her girlfriends. I think that's the biggest problem as a mom, is you just can't have it all at the same time. And the first thing to go is mom's enjoyment, if you will. So I think that's a really important thing that you have to change, because if mom isn't happy, the family isn't happy.
That's for sure.
And if mom doesn't take care of herself and mom gets sick, that's scary.
Yeah, and I think that's true. So, I think sometimes we can have it all at the same time, and sometimes we think we can, but really every dog has its day, and as your kids grow older, it all unfolds. You just don't know it at the time. So take the time to enjoy where you're at and take care of yourself, because it's like on the plane. Take that breath of air. Erica M., wonderful to talk to you. Look up her website, yummymummyclub.com. Excellent website. Thank you, Erica, for coming to Victoria. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to Terry from Illuminations Lighting.
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits. The information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Shop Safeway and take advantage of all the low, everyday prices. Plus, you'll still find great club card savings like New York strip loin steaks. They're boneless and club priced at just $6.99 a pound. In the produce department, the one-pound packs of fresh strawberries are extreme priced at three for $5. And clip the coupon from this week's flyer, and you could earn 100 bonus Air Miles reward miles with a minimum $100 purchase. Visit Safeway.ca and check out all the great savings. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Women, men, and junior golfers, here's your chance to swing from the heart at Uplands Golf Club. Sign up for the 35th annual Uplands Heart Tournament, July 25th to 29th. It's raised just under $2 million, with all proceeds going to purchase equipment for heart health at Royal Jubilee. Success has been due to the players and the generosity of partners. Find out more at ugcheart.com. Play your part. Register now for the Heart Tournament at Uplands Golf Club. Proudly supported by CFAX 1070.
Thank you for your donations to the David Foster Foundation, helping Canadian families with children in need of life-saving organ transplants.
Here it is. This is the one that counts. $111,720. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, CFAX 1070 listeners, for being so generous.
Hi, this is David Foster thanking all of the CFAX listeners. We love you and we appreciate you so much.
A heartfelt thank you from all of us at CFAX 1070.
Join Terry Moore this afternoon, 4 till 5, for Talk to the Experts. Today, Todd Vaughn and Alan Bevan from Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management of TD Waterhouse will speak about new income ideas. What's the concerned investor to do? They'll review strategies and update us on the current markets in Europe, the U.S., and Canada. That's on Talk to the Experts with Terry Moore and Vaughn Bevan Wealth Management, 4 till 5 p.m. today on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Terry Wiersma from Illuminations Lighting. Terry, I've been in the store before, and you are a wealth of knowledge and so very helpful when you come in there. It's a great store. Tell us about Illuminations Lighting and all the different lights you have there.
Well, at Illuminations, we really like to work with the homeowner from start to finish, and that may involve their electrician or their designer or just the builder. And, we'll start with recessed lighting and any other kind of accent lighting, really, and that usually, ventures into kitchen under cabinet lighting and, down to the decorative lighting. So it really depends on what the client's looking for, but we're there for the whole process.
And you're even there for when a couple comes in and can't decide which one. You try and steer them in the middle direction.
Pardon me?
You try and steer people, this couple, like when Hudson and I came in and you both have different ideas. You're really helpful as far as kind of going for what the style may be and compromising.
That's right, exactly. And we explain to them what style they may like and what's actually functional for their space as well. So it's good to give them a bit of direction as well.
And like, what's new right now? I know the round barrel kind of light was in. What kind of, are we going back to retro looks with the Mad Men? What kind of lighting is in at the moment?
Well, you're definitely seeing that. That's very popular right now. And what you're seeing a lot of is that Edison filament, where you really see that bright, fiery filament, you know, from the early 20th century. And you're seeing that just either as a bare bulb hanging from a bare socket or maybe in a relatively translucent shade. And it really makes a space. So.
And what about the bulbs? Is it important to have the right bulb, I suppose? Because sometimes you go into a place and they've got a huge wattage and it just ruins the room. You have to know which kind of light bulb to use too, don't you?
That's correct. Actually, a lot of us will say choose your bulb first and then your fixture second.
Oh, wow.
And it really varies from task to task. And now that you're seeing LED emerge, well, there's, you know, a whole different, it's really just a whole different market altogether. And lots to learn with that. A lot of new terminology that's being thrown around. People are learning to rely on lumen output instead of wattage. That no longer really dictates how much light you're getting out of a fixture.
Wow. Well, tell me, I want the one that looks like Doris Day where I look really pretty and soft. So what light bulb is that?
Well,
and 20 years younger.
A color temperature more than anything. With color temperature, you have something warm, like a regular incandescent bulb, which is, say, 2700 Kelvin, which is what they use. And you get that really nice warm glow on your face. Or what grocery stores use, and a lot of people use, is a neodymium bulb, which gives you that really rosy glow.
Oh,
really, a lot of different options.
So it makes your food look good, make your face look good.
Exactly. Or even your artwork. Yeah, anything.
Okay. So. You've got to send me that. I'll put it on the website, okay? What that was, because I'm sure people want to know. And just hearing your terms, I mean, there's so much more involved now than just going and picking a shade. And I think when we buy a light, we really have to think about what other lights we have in the room. If it's a lamp, say, we don't want them all matchy-matchy anymore, do we?
Exactly. That's really changed in the last few years. And a lot of people are, you know, they may keep one, like the lampshade shape, like say a cone shape or a drum shape consistent, but the colors and the textures, even the wattages will change. And what a lot of people are doing now is adding dimmers to their lamps or their light fixtures so you can really create the space that suits you and fits the task at hand. So
yeah, dimmers really help a room, don't they?
Oh, completely. It completely sets the mood.
Okay, so if you're got a house and it's not a new house, but you want to put some pot lights in and add lights. How many pot lights, how many floor lamps? How do you decide the mix of lighting in your room?
Well, it really depends on each room. Like in a kitchen, usually on, say, an 8 to 9 foot ceiling, you'd want to space them every 3 feet apart along your counter space. Whereas in a living room, you probably almost want to rely more on lamps and whether or not they're plugged into the outlets in the wall or in the floor to avoid, long cords running room to room. This way you don't have that glary overhead lighting, say, when you're sitting on a couch and you feel like you have a spotlight right above your head.
Yeah, that's not fun, is it?
No. So, I mean, usually in a living room, you just probably use a few well-placed ones for artwork and that kind of thing, maybe over desk space. But in a kitchen, you'd use the most.
And what about a bathroom? Where do you want the lighting? Because sometimes you go to different hotels and you look fabulous. Other ones, you think you want to call the plastic surgeon in the morning.
Well, that's usually when someone's placed just the recess light right over the vanity. And again, you're back to that flashlight over your face kind of look, which no one likes. So usually, the great combination is having two very bright lights, maybe sconces on either side of the mirror. That way the light's at face level, so it's brightly illuminating your face. You can still add a pot light over the sink. You just want to make sure it's not right over the actual, person when they're standing at the vanity.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, what are your personal favorites right now for lighting?
Fixtures or?
Fixtures, first of all.
Well, my favorite to actually choose, to be honest, or to design really is the kitchen. You know, again, placing the recess correctly. And then pendants is probably my favorite fixture to pick out. Just there's so many different options, and it really is the jewelry of the kitchen.
Oh, so. Yeah. I like that. The jewelry of the kitchen. and you would add those over an island kind of thing?
Yeah, usually over an island or maybe even a peninsula that sticks out from the actual counter space. Some people, they favor a clear look if they have a view that they're overlooking, so maybe they'll just put one over the sink. So.
Oh, nice. And what about for the dining room? What kind of lamp would make a statement or a shade or a fixture?
You're actually seeing people use pendants over our dining room table every now and then as well. A lot of fixtures like fabric drum shades always look very clean and simple and elegant.
Mm-hmm.
And, it really, there's so much options now. And, I mean, people are really thinking outside the box. They may go with an all-crystal chandelier with, stone or brick walls. You get that really great contrast. And what you would do, if you want to choose a really elaborate fixture but you're worried about, the light output, maybe use your dining room table for you know, taxes or reading the paper, you know, you could place recessed lights on either side of the chandelier as well, so you get this great combination again of cask but decorative ambient light. And if you have them on a separate switch, that, you know, you can create a lot of moods.
And you've got some really, like, spectacular Liberace chandeliers there.
Liberace?
Are you too young for that? But some really, really huge chandeliers, and also some ones that are sort of modern and old-fashioned with the crystals in the middle and then the shades around them.
Yeah, that's right. That style is really coming out, and you're seeing a lot of that combined with this great kind of chrome laser-cut metal. So it's this really flat, flat, edgy metal. So you're seeing a lot of that almost Tricia Gill design coming into Victoria.
Yeah. And speaking of design, you have designers coming in and helping out as well as yourself on Saturdays.
That's right. We're having designers actually come in today, believe it or not, just to do a general speak with the public and answer a few questions, that kind of thing. And we actually do on-site designer referrals in our showroom as well, with a nice little wall set up with which explains, you know, what each designer does and gives them all their contact information as well. And we work, like I said, hand-in-hand with designers on lots of different projects as well, which works really well because it really helps, you know, guide the client into what style they really want to use, because there are endless possibilities. And, you know, when you throw in different colors and textures and that kind of thing into the mix, you know, it's good to have some direction.
And whereabouts is Illuminations, Terry?
We're on 285 Quesnel Street, which is the road kind of parallel between Douglas and Blanchard.
Well, you've given us lots of great ideas, Terry. I always like to check in with you first because you really help streamline what your needs are, especially if you're doing a renovation. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thank
Excellent.
You. Have a good one.
When we come back later after the news, we're going to be talking to Lisa from Posh Oasis. We're going to talk to Dennis from President's Choice about their barbecue, and Karen Hope from the Cedars back after the news.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. As you may know, Ross Place has completed a major renovation. They currently have suites starting at only $1,950 a month, including all meals. So if you or a member of your family are considering moving to a retirement residence, take a tour of Ross Place, and you'll be very surprised by the great room, movie theater, billiards room, and more. Respite suites are also available for $75 a day, including all meals. Call now to arrange a personal tour.
Tomorrow, live from Montreal, experience the Canadian Grand Prix on CTV. Feel the passion of a summer ritual. The precision of the union of man and machine pushed to the absolute limit. And the pulse of a fight to the finish.
Jenson Button leads this amazing Canadian Grand Prix.
The Canadian Grand Prix, tomorrow at 1:55 Eastern, 10:55 Pacific on CTV.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's a mix of sun and cloud downtown. We're at 15 degrees already. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. One man has been arrested after a Saanich woman returned home and made a shocking discovery on Thursday morning. Police were called from a home on the 4500 block of Blenkinsop after the woman reported seeing a white Honda in her driveway with a flat-screen TV, game systems, and other electronics stuffed inside. She told police the front door to her home was open as well, and she could see someone moving around inside. Before officers could arrive, the suspect attempted to flee the scene in a Honda, but the woman's husband returned and used his vehicle to pin it. The suspect fled on foot but was tracked down by a canine unit. 36-year-old Michael Van Winkle is now charged with break and enter to a dwelling house and possession of stolen property. Later today, horse racing fans over in Vancouver will be celebrating the colt and the jockey who came close to winning a triple crown. Jockey Mario Gutierrez and the Canadian-owned colt All Have Another won the Kentucky Derby on May 5th and the Preakness 2 weeks later. But yesterday, the colt was scratched from the Belmont Stakes because of a tendon problem in his front left leg and will be retired. Gutierrez says he's very fond of his horse.
Whatever was meant to happen, it was going to happen regardless, right? So I will never allow myself to hurt the horse, you know? And if everything happens for a reason, he'll be my best horse forever.
Great attitude to have around it. And in international news, reports of deadly shellings in Syria as the UN continue their investigation into an alleged massacre.
Activists say shelling by the Syrian army has killed at least 17 people, including women, in Dara, the southern town where the uprising against the Assad regime began. Meanwhile, UN monitors say they've discovered blood and human remains, but no bodies in Kuber, the site of an alleged massacre in which 80 people were said to have died. Activists say government forces removed many of the bodies. A BBC reporter accompanying the UN said the smell of burnt flesh still hung heavy in the air. Linda Alban, ABC News.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Cook residents. No correct answer, though, for our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize increases to $365, brought to you by Harbor Door at 210 Mary Street. And CFAX 1070, weather, a mix of sun and cloud today, high of about 17 degrees, a few clouds overnight, temperature around 9, and tomorrow, mainly cloudy, with a high of 17. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Straight Talk. Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. On the phone with me today is Lisa Miller from Posh Oasis. When Sophie needs a holiday, we need a holiday, she goes to Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, you have such a great place there that it's somewhere that I know you love to hang out and people that come in want to hang out because you have leather chairs and TV and all the things that anybody would want, including your dog.
Yes. I definitely wanted to make it a home away from home for people going on holidays, and I just wanted people to feel like their dogs and their kitties are in a safe home-like environment, probably next best thing to keeping at home with a caregiver.
Oh, it's so nice. And you say like your pets have a holiday too, because, you know, I know Sophie had some aches and pains, and when she was out there, she kind of came back like a young dog again, because, you know, you have that beautiful big acreage, and then you take them for walks as well, and, you know, kind of specific to how old your pet is, and she came back so lively.
Oh, that's so good to hear. I love hearing things like that. The girls and I have a small staff, and they do rescues. So they all have a really wonderful interest in animals. So, I mean, they're well-loved. The pets interact with each other. They play. The older ones that aren't interested in playing, they can just hang out, you know, in their own area. But, it's just a really great way to get your pets to interact with each other, and they get the best of both worlds. They get people, they get, they get dogs, get to be dogs there.
Exactly. And, you know, it's important if people haven't traveled to know that your pets can be happy and safe, and you need to travel sometimes.
Yeah.
So you have a consultation usually, and you say it's kind of like kindergarten to see kind of how they fit in and kind of for the parents to go maybe and or the owners to see, you know, how they interact.
Absolutely. I mean, that's super important, of course, because, as you know, not all our dogs are well-behaved, so
yep.
The dogs have to be well-behaved, have social skills, and if they're not and they don't have any kind of aggressional issues, they learn. They eventually learn. Some of them come in really absolutely petrified. They haven't been interacting with dogs, and, you know, after a week or two, the dogs become dogs, and people come back, and they're absolutely ecstatic because their dog's a dog. They're hanging out with other dogs, and they're playing, and it's brought the best out of them.
Yeah, and my friend has a daycare, and it's an awesome place. And I think parents fret sometimes if they cry when they leave, but yet they're so well adjusted after like a minute when they leave and get so into their routine that, you know, if your dog seems anxious, it's not the way they're going to be the whole time.
Absolutely not. I mean, again, I mean, I'm sure everybody watches Caesar. It is so true.
Yeah.
It is. It's the person. If you come in and you're nervous, your dog's going to be nervous. And it's just like dropping kids off at kindergarten. The kids, they freak out. They hold on to you. And as soon as they're gone, they're like, okay, we're going to make the best of the situation. Yeah. And it's like, okay, we like this.
Yeah, who's got the problem, us or them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the dogs have taught me, absolutely. I was a really anxious person.
Yeah.
And I realized to hang out with dogs, you got to be calm. And they pick up your calmness. If you're anxious, they'll pick it up right away.
So absolutely. It's changed you then, Lisa?
Oh, you know, between night and day, my husband says I'm a different person. Absolutely.
Wow.
I absolutely love it. I'm the luckiest person in the whole wide world.
And what made you want to get into this then?
Well, you know, my mom used to come take care of my dogs, and one day she couldn't.
Yeah.
And we're going to Mexico, and I went and checked out kennels, which is great for a lot of dogs. You know, some dogs, the caged environment. But you know how you feel about Sophie, too.
Yeah.
You want to envision them
being happy.
happy. Yeah. And you want to feel like they're in a home away from home and make them, you want to envision them comfortable. And you know what? It really does work. They really are happy.
And you separate them too, right? If you have an older dog or one that's first time there or a young one, you have ways too with the gates and everything to make sure that they're kind of
absolutely
corralled till they need to be with everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, basically we built a home. It was a shell and we figured it out as we went along. Downstairs we have kennels for dogs that are used to being kenneled at night. And then we have, it's like, you know, gated off with like a barn inside kind of. And we just put the smaller dogs with the smaller dogs, the calm dogs with the calm dogs. Or if there's two best buddies, we have to separate them so they won't play at night. And yeah, so we have to be comfortable with, you know, leaving them. I mean, my home is right beside, but of course we just have to make sure that,
they get along.
Yeah.
And they have nap time from 12 till 2.
They do.
And they get used to it, and they kind of start dozing off around quarter to 12.
They do. And you know what? People laugh, but honest to God, they need it. They're social 24/7. You know how our dogs always have naps? They don't really nap there. So between 12 and 2, they're looking forward to it. They are absolutely looking forward to their nap.
And you get a lot of exercise too, right? Like, you obviously believe in that because you take them out for walks and
huge.
I guess we need
absolutely huge. It's really important.
Yeah, so all part of the calmness too, right? It takes that anxiety or adrenaline out of them so they can have a nap, because sometimes they're pretty high energy dogs.
Absolutely, and it does. It takes the anxiety away from them. I mean, you know, people say, how do you walk 8 dogs on a leash? Well, just like Caesar says, you get in the zone, and sometimes when they're nervous, you take them on a walk, you know, they get the smell, and they smell each other, and they come back refreshed. I mean, we all know the dogs have to have walks.
Yeah.
So it does, it absolutely relieves a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, and it's different.
And me too.
And it's different because you've got a big yard out back too that they can get through. So that's great. But the walk is a different thing. Now, inside you have a main room, which they like, with the Lazy Boy, the fireplace, the TV. And you say you come and join them at night, sometimes have a glass of wine because it's so nice in there.
It is the best feeling in the whole wide world. We usually close up at 7, but yeah, especially in the wintertime, I like to grab a glass of wine, go in there, and the dog's going to stay up an extra hour, and they're exhausted. They all settle around me, and we watch TV. Well, I watch TV for an hour, and it really is. It's the best feeling in the world.
It must be wonderful to do something you love so much so that every day is not a job to you.
You know what? I can't say it enough. I'm the luckiest person in the world, and I'm so lucky that I had a husband that believed in me to build it for me.
Yeah, because it really is a house. I mean, this is not some little small place. It's a gorgeous a property, a gorgeous house. How do people get a hold of you, Lisa, if they want to know more about bringing their pup out to you?
I have my email is ilisamiller@live.ca.
And you have a website too, Posh, and it's spelled how?
P-A-W as in Posh Oasis.
Posh Oasis. Yeah. And it's a nice drive out there. It's so close to the city, but it's just like being in a different area. It's so tranquil.
Absolutely. Actually, a couple years after we had the property, that's exactly what I thought it would be great for.
Well, it's a great place, and Sophie's going to come out and see you real soon.
I can hardly wait to see my Sophie girl.
Lisa, great talking to you. Thanks so much for being on the show. Okay, take care.
Take care.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Dennis about President Choice Barbecue Contest.
When news breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
Joan and Kristen here from Heirloom Linens with great new looks for a new season.
Our new duvet cover sets are flying off the shelves, and at a savings of 50% off, it's no wonder.
Queen priced at $69.99, King just $10 more. By the way, Kristen, good job helping Bob in the gift buying department this year. How did you do it?
Oh, I just casually mentioned we might need him at the warehouse again soon, and...
Gotcha.
Making it easy and affordable to freshen up any room in your home. That's Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village.
We only sound expensive.
Take your best shot at the Bear, and you've got a chance to win over $7,500 in prizes in the Bear Mountain Men's Amateur Golf Tournament. Entry includes two rounds with GPS power card, first tee gift, burger lunch at Jack's, hole-in-one prizes, and the awards banquet in the Westin Ballroom. The Bear Mountain Men's Amateur, presented by End of the Roll. It's worth a shot. Just $150. Maximum handicap 24. Book early. Registration closes June 28th. Call 744-BEAR.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by Prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back. Dustin Campbell, the assistant store manager from Langford Real Canadian Superstore, is on the line, and they've got a great contest, and we need some votes coming from Victoria because it's the President's Choice Barbecue Town event. And Dustin, can you tell us about that event?
Sure. Right now, the President's Choice is an online contest that asks Canadians to band together to nominate their community for a chance to win the President's Choice Barbecue Town party in their community.
And Victoria is one of those, right? There's 20?
Yeah, there's 20. We're one of the ones that were nominated.
Excellent. And, you know, it's a pretty cool grand prize. There's a big concert, right, with Headley?
Headley's won. There's a lot of things that's actually... So the President's Choice Barbecue Town Grand Prize is an event for up to 5,000 people, hosted by President's Choice chef Tom and Bob Blummer, Food Network's host of World's Weirdest Restaurants. Also, the President's Choice Barbecue Town Grand Prize events includes fantastic food and a performance by the multi-platinum Juno Award-winning group Headley.
Wow, that would be pretty cool. And then there's also a donation of $25,000 to a charity.
$25,000 will be donated to support the local nutrition program.
That's great. Now, how do people vote if they want to get Victoria to be at the top of that list?
They need to visit www.foodnetwork.ca/PC between May 28th and June 11th and just follow the instructions on the site.
Well, we're coming up pretty quick. And then also, if they're not the winner, the top 10 communities get some great prizes as well.
Yes. Nine communities. The 10 is the grand prize. The top nine communities get a barbecue event for 2,000 people.
Not bad indeed. Now we have you on the phone, Dustin. Tell us a couple of the great condiments. I hear you have like pretzel buns now. I hear these are all the rage. Have you tried them yet?
Yes, they're flying off the shelves, our pretzel buns. We also have my favorite would probably be the PC Decadent Ice Cream Sandwiches, Peanut Butter Chocolate Chunk.
Oh my gosh. Now, President's Choice is the line of food that is private label for the superstore?
Yes.
And they have some really great stuff. So beef sliders, that's another one?
Yes, the sliders is another one. There's actually 17 new must-tries featured in our 2012 Summer Insiders Report, ranging from burgers to snacks to cool treats to beat the summer heat.
Ooh, what else do you have? Give us some other ideas for barbecues.
Actually, one of the good ones is PC Corn Relish. I heard it was very good.
Ooh.
We have the, you can't beat the ice cream shop flavors ice cream, PP&J.
I think you have a sweet tooth, Dustin.
I'm sorry?
I think you have a sweet tooth, don't you?
I do have a sweet tooth, yes.
Oh, yummy. And So these sliders, too, are those like a prepackaged small little burgers kind of thing?
Yeah, they're prepackaged small little burgers, and we actually have the burgers in the burger section to go with them.
Are you finding that, Dustin, that more and more people want kind of things that are good quality, already assembled a bit, so that they just have to add their own salad to it, so a lot of the prep's taken out of the steps?
Yeah, Canadians are busy people, and we try to do our best to accommodate that.
You bet. Now, tell us one more time, if people want to vote for Victoria, because this is coming up on the 11th, today's the 9th, so not many days,
Yes.
They go to the Food Network and vote Victoria?
Yeah, so go to www.foodnetwork.ca/PC, and you can vote once per day, every 24-hour period. So a person that can vote, they can vote again every 24 hours.
Who's winning so far, do you know?
We're in the bottom nine. We were actually at the beginning. We were in the top 10, and we've been pushing here at the store as much as we can to try and get the word out.
Well, we can do better than that, can't we, Dustin?
I hope so.
Come on. Okay. Well, Dustin, thanks so much for telling us about this event, and I'm sure it's going to be we're going to be in the top 10 if nothing else.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. Okay, great talking to you. We come back. We're going to talk to Karen Hope from the Cedars. They have an open house going on today. And if you're looking for a great place for yourself or one of your family members, it's the place to go. Back in a minute with Karen Hope.
She left with all of her clothes and all.
Haven't planned your summer vacation yet? Have I got the cruise deal of the year for you? Cruise for under $50 a day. 14-night Alaska cruise for the price of 7. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines wants you to experience Alaska. Inside staterooms from $698 plus tax. Sale expires June 19th. 5 dates to choose from. Hi, I'm Rhonda from Cruise Experts Travel. Call us and book your Alaska vacation today. 250-384-8100. Your Alaska Cruise Experts. 250-384-8100.
The FAFS Celebration of Style event is on now at Sawyer Sewing Center. Sewing machines starting at $249. Sergers from $399. Purchase the heavy-duty FAFS Limited Edition Select at $499 or the Limited Edition Expression at $1099 and receive a free FAFS Anniversary Kit. All sewing machine cabinets on sale. Financing available OAC during the Celebration of Style event at Sawyer Sewing Center.
Sawyer Sewing Center.
On Douglas across from Uptown.
Freshness, springtime, Fairway Market.
Shop for super money saver values during the British sale at Fairway Market. This week, Northwich Farms premium AAA beef, T-bone or porterhouse grilling steak in the family pack, age minimum 14 days, is $6.98 a pound, $15.39 a kilogram. Enter to win airfare for two to London, England at any Fairway Market location. Fairway Market, proud to be local.
Freshness, springtime, Fairway Market.
It's all about money. At the HowStreet.com Money Expo, they'll be talking money, making money, saving money, and protecting assets. See Ross Clark with technical analysis, Louis James on metals and mining, David Smith on the junior markets, video with Doug Casey and Danielle Park talking optimism and pessimism, plus silver guru David Morgan, and visit with industry exhibitors. The HowStreet.com Money Expo in Victoria at the Conference Center Saturday, June 16th. To attend free, pre-register now at moneyexpo.ca. That's moneyexpo.ca or at the door. It's all about money.
I love that music. We are back with Karen Hope, and she is Executive Director of the Cedars. How are you, Karen?
I'm very well, thank you. And what a glorious day we have for our open
house. Oh, it's so nice.
Yes.
Now, the open house, you do that every year, and you're at 3710 Cedar Hill Road. And the Cedars is such a wonderful place. It's on a great acreage, and it's a retirement living home. Tell us a little bit about the Cedars, Karen.
Well, as you say, it's retirement living, and we're very blessed here with our location in a semi-rural setting within the city.
There's lots of deer there, aren't there?
There are, yes. We pay a significant amount to feed our deer, I have to tell you, in our landscaping costs.
It's so cool because there's the two buildings, and in between, it's how many acres? 6.5 acres.
Yes, that's
and it's
right
in the heart of Shelburne Valley.
That's
right. And these deer, in the lovely dining room, you can see a few deer walking by, and it's so cool.
Yeah. And I can assure you, there is never venison on the menu. I promise that. So here at the Cedars, we provide two meals a day, morning coffee, afternoon teas, and a varied social program. Our whole focus, really, is supported independence. That's our stress. And really, our job here is to take some of the heavy lifting out of day-to-day living. We look after housekeeping and some of the heavy laundry, you know, the sheets, the towels, that kind of thing. But I'd say that, you know, those are the underpinnings of support. But what we'd have here is an environment where there's a lot of love and a lot of laughter. And again, one of the things that we like to do here is work in partnership with people who live here on campus. We have the Cedars, which is our retirement living, but we also have some independent cottages and some independent apartments. So together, there are about 130 apartments and suites, and together we form a pretty loving and supportive and nurturing community.
Not pretty loving. It's incredible.
Thank you,
My
Patty.
Mom, Katie, was there, and up on the third floor at the Cedars is Katie's quarter, which she loved to get dolled up. And at the hairdresser shop, she has a little a spot there, and her couch and her mirrors up there. And Adrian and you, Karen, and the staff are so loving. And we've always joked when we see each other that we're going to live there ourselves, because we'd want to. I didn't want to give my mom's place up because I wanted to keep it as a timeshare for myself, because it's
Thank
lovely.
You. Yes, yes. Well, you know what? We love what we do, and we all feel very fortunate to be working in an environment that we just love to come to work, and I think it's reflected in the staff and the kind of environment that that is here.
I so totally agree, Karen, because as soon as we walked into the Cedars, it was like, because it just felt like the place to be. And the staff, everybody made it possible when we were kind of told it was impossible. So I think I think all of you make it possible for people to really live their lives. And I think we kind of sometimes fear getting older, but at the Cedars, it's fun.
Yes, well, we do. We have a lot of fun. And, you know, my view on it, Patty, is that, you know, if someone chooses to make the Cedars their home, that is what it is. It is their home. And that means, whatever is needed to support somebody safely at home is what we allow here. We work in partnership with our residents, family members, and any other support agencies that are needed should those needs arise.
And you really do work closely with the families because, whether it's for yourself who's wanting to go in or your husband, or whether it's the family member looking at it for their parents, it really is something that it's a process, right? And it's evolving constantly. So you always have to evaluate. It could go along smoothly for a while, and then things happen. But you do really help with that process because you've seen it all.
Yes, I think what some people tend to become worried or concerned about is, if I move in there, what's going to happen if my needs, my support needs increase? And we have many people that moved in, perhaps, we have somebody here who's moved in the day we opened our doors 9 years ago.
Wow.
And, her support needs have changed over the years, but there are resources out there. So while we don't provide personal care or perhaps some of the additional support needs that people might need as they age further, those services are welcome to come in to the Cedars, because those are services that are coming into someone's home, their own home.
And Karen, that is so neat, because I think you are the model that all should be following, which is living in that spot and having access to other things when needed to make that work. Because you're right, it's like bouncing from one place to the next. It is your home. So if you choose to be there, there's the support of that model, but also you can bring people in. And I think that's what people would want in their lives, not having to pack up when they're 85 and go somewhere else again.
That's right. Well, our guiding maxims is, especially when we were starting, was we wanted to create the kind of environment that we would want somebody we loved to live in, mm-hmm. or for ourselves to live in. So it is a question that we constantly ask ourselves. You know, if an apartment becomes vacant, for example, we will look at the apartment and say, would we want somebody we love to move into this space? Mm-hmm. And if the answer cannot be yes, we need to do what is required to make that yes.
Wow.
We look at the environment within which, the environment that we create with residents that live here on campus, both in the Cedars, the Dawson, the Cottages. Is this the kind of environment that I want someone that I love or that even I would like to live in myself? And if the answer is not yes, we look at what needs to be done in order to make that yes. So, you know, it's not rocket science, Patty. It's not, it's not about number crunching and that. It's just very clear what kind of environment do we want to create.
And what's more important, though, Karen? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, number crunching and all that, but what's more important than our loved ones having, or ourselves having, a living arrangement that really works for the stage in our lives that we need it?
Right. Now, I can't let my board of directors, who are full of accountants, hear that. Of course, number crunching is important.
And that's why
balancing.
The open house, right? Because
that's
you do
right.
take care of everything. So the open house today is to make sure that people come by.
Yep.
And if it's in your mind, get on a list, whatever. Because
Absolutely.
You don't want to wait till the last minute. That's the worst thing you can do, is you want to be prepared.
Yes.
You know, if you're going to go through your things, you know, make sure that you are all on the right path. And it's 3710. Cedar Hill Road. Tell us about the particulars today, Karen.
Right. So, yes, our open house is running from 1 until 5, and there will be refreshments available here, delights from our kitchen, and do come, you know, meet staff, meet residents. We've got residents here, people who are actually living here, experiencing life at the Cedars, helping out with the tours and showing off their apartments, which is their home. We have a lovely walking trail if you want to get a feel for the campus, and as the sun is shining, then come and enjoy that. And I think what an open house helps is it helps to remove the mystique or the fear or the anxiety of, ooh, what is retirement living? Is it? Some people have ideas about retirement living that are often dispelled by coming to have a tour.
Yeah, every time I come in, I meet with Adrian at the front desk and we laugh.
Uh-huh.
And
that's right.
You know, from the moment you walk in, it's welcoming. And from personal, you know, for my mom being there, I can say it's the best place. If you are looking for a family member for yourself, really go have a look at the open house, because I think it's the best facility in town, and I couldn't have done it without the Cedars. They made everything possible and loved my mom and made her last few years really special. I let her enjoy them after taking care of family and my dad and everything else, have a few years to really just be taken care of.
And she laughed a lot when she was here, didn't she?
And went on all the excursions, you know, up till 92
yes.
almost, right? Downtown
That's
and
right.
up to the gardens, and a great place to be.
Yeah.
So drop
okay.
by the Cedars today. It's the corner of Cedar Hill Crossroad and Cedar Hill Road. You'll have a cup of tea, meet Karen and Adrian, and have a blast, which retirement living is all about.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Oh, you're so
okay.
welcome. TJ,
bye-bye.
Who's going to be our new voice of the Rams next year, thank you very much. And I hope you get up there and enjoy.